The following is a paid program. The views and opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily those of Brewer Media Group.
It's time for the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour. Gain practical advice on financing, mortgages, small businesses, and life with Ben Phillips of Home Rage Mortgages and Sabrina Smedley of Sabrina Realty Associates. Learn the inside tips from two of the most successful entrepreneurs in the Chattanooga area. And now, here are your hosts, Sabrina and Ben.
And good Saturday morning here on the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour on Easy 106.9 FM. Ben, I'm not used to bringing us in. You're usually doing this. So you're feeling a little under the weather today?
Yeah, we went hiking in the woods. We did. We went to Danny's Cove over there near Mont Eagle.
Oh,
it was awesome, oh, awesome. But the leaves were just, you know, I'm allergic to wood. And
okay.
Grass.
Yeah. This is that time of year.
I got through it. Mm-hmm. I'm happy.
Yeah, this is spring and fall. This is when everyone that has allergies, they start tending to act up. So, hope you get better.
Yeah, I'll get my FloNase.
Well, you got to make it through the show with me.
Let's
this
do
morning,
this.
Okay. Another hot week in the real estate market and the mortgage industry. I know. Things have not really let up at all.
Yeah, and I should just go ahead and give a shout out to my team.
Yeah, go
57
ahead.
57 loans this month already.
That is so awesome.
57. We're going to, they're telling me we're
going
to.
You guys have to be breaking records.
We are. And we're going to potentially hit 100 plus this month. Mm-hmm. That's exciting because the entire market is what, about 700 loans? I mean, it's about 1,000 to 1,100.
So you guys have a huge portion of the market share.
We do.
You really do.
And I'll tell you, it's this simple. For all you mortgage companies out there, I know you're listening. So I'm going to give you the Ben secret sauce. a lot of passion.
Yeah.
A lot of love, a lot of good hiring of great people.
Great communication.
Oh, yeah, that comes right after you hire the great people to communicate well. Mm-hmm. And just giving the best dang deal out there, period.
Exactly.
Give the best deal you can. Don't try to get rich on a loan. A lot of these mortgage companies, you're confused. The math does not work in your favor because people will remember that you took advantage of them.
Right.
And we built our house on the rock. And now it's finally starting to really pay off for our company. And we couldn't do it without great partners like you, Sabrina.
Well, and you know, Ben, we talked several weeks ago about how much money, especially first-time home buyers, leave on the table just by not shopping around for that best loan.
Amen.
And that best lender. It's thousands of dollars. And over the life of a loan, which most people, a mortgage is 30-year loan.
Right.
That's thousands upon thousands of dollars that people, if they don't shop around, are leaving on the table.
Yeah, let me be a little bit more specific with that. A 0.25% interest rate will affect your loan $20,000+. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know about you, but I'd rather have that $20,000 in my pocket. What about you?
That's a vehicle.
Is that easy?
That's right. That's a purchase of a vehicle, really. So, and you know, one thing I like about sending my clients to you all, too, is a lot of folks nowadays, because of technology, internet, it's so easy to go on the internet, do your homework. You know, folks already have their home picked out just by shopping online. Same thing with their lender.
Right.
And a lot of these companies, when you start looking, I mean, they tag you. They come after you when you're shopping for a loan and stuff. And a lot of them, you know, will go to one of these online lenders.
Right.
And you guys, every time I send them to you, you match or beat the rate. And what they're being charged
by a margin,
overall.
By a margin, it's not like it's a little bit. Mm-hmm. We're talking $30,000+ savings over the life of the loan. You know that quick start mortgage company somewhere that you quick something? I don't know. I don't like to say their name really.
You better not say that.
I don't remember who they are because I beat them every single time, Sabrina.
Yeah, exactly.
I beat them every single time. We'll lose 1 out of 10 loans to them. Mm-hmm. And it's only because they've got their claws into that person really well. Mm-hmm. But to me, it's just like, go with the math, y'all. A better deal is a better deal. Local is better.
It is.
And let's face it, I like being able to get my hands around somebody's neck locally. You can't drive up to Detroit, Michigan, where those quick people are, whoever they are. You got to go to Detroit, Michigan to get there and to talk to those folks. But they're just, you know, it's a worse deal.
Well, I'll tell you something. The reason I like to refer people to you all is because of your communication.
Thank you.
And I'm very reluctant about just referring people to anyone, a lender, a home inspector, anything, because really, if that person doesn't do your client right, it reflects badly on you because you made that referral.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's right.
But you guys always meet and beat any expectations I have, and I'm appreciative of that. So the market, okay? Has the market slowed down? You know, I've still got people listening. By the way, our little spotlight listing we did last week at 9205 Tamara Lane, remember that?
It was like a day later, wasn't it? It just blew up on us.
We talked about those low rates and how someone could buy that home for $1,200 a month. Guess what? It's under contract.
Yep.
Under contract.
Sorry, folks. That home is gone.
It's gone. But we've got some others to promote. And let me say this, too. This is, if you're wondering whether or not it's a good time to list a home, well, new listings are up 7%. And I will tell you that fall and winter is proven to be the best time for sellers to sell because overall you do have less competition.
That's a good point. Yeah. I never really thought about it that way. I was thinking about it from the other point of view where, you know, buyers, there's a little bit less buyers just because people are in their school systems. Mm-hmm. But the truth is that creates the opportunity for sellers to look good.
Exactly.
And stand out. That's interesting.
That's exactly right. Closed sales were up 11.5%, which tells you the market is still booming. Average days on the market, if you list your home, you remember, Ben, just a couple years ago, average days on the market was 4.5 months. We're down to 50 days.
Now just think about the
math,
folks. Less
than 2 months.
So like 130-something days or 140 days, four times three, so 4 months times 30, that's 120, so around 135. So 135 days, and now it's what now? Give me that.
It's 50 days.
So it went from 135 to 50 days. Y'all, that's 300% faster.
Well, what that shows you is there's still a lot of demand out there.
Yes.
And our median sales price is still around $210,000, which is good. We've seen this go up. And if you compare this to just last year, we're up about $20,000. About $21,000, $22,000.
So for all you folks out there that bought a house last year, there's your math right there. Your house, if you were in that $200,000 range, your house is $20,000 more.
Exactly.
Wow.
Well, Ben, what are the rates doing this week? I know everybody's listening. They're wondering, okay. And we keep hearing that rates, I heard just this past week, rates are looking to drop two more times. Are you hearing that?
I'm definitely hearing that. That's what the pulse is saying. But, you know, none of us have that crystal ball or magic eight ball to determine what's going to really happen. But the signs, you know, we're kind of we're pulling the rest of the world. You know, America's economy is at here, and everyone else, if everyone can, you know, watch me through the radio, you know, our economy is pulling everybody else, and you know, that puts a little bit of a drag on us. And so that's why they're doing this with the rates. They're just trying to make sure we stay stable. And that's what they're doing. They're just doing their job. So if you're just now joining us, folks, this is the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour on Easy 106.9 FM. Sabrina and I have been talking about the home sales report for last month, which is really exciting for homeowners and real exciting for sellers. And now we're moving into interest rates, so it is time for the rate update.
Yeah, let's hear the rate update.
3.675%. It's still flat, Sabrina. I'm expecting it to go down in the next couple weeks. So folks, in order to lock in these lower rates, you need to call Home Rate Mortgage and get pre-qualified today, or you can call Sabrina at Sabrina Realty at 499-7780, and she will help you through the process. She'll guide you through the process. She can put you on the automatic drips for campaigns.
But better yet,
she can get to know you and she'll ask you some questions that will
better
just,
yet, I can get them in the office and find them that home.
That's it. Just do it.
Under contract.
Boom.
So they can take advantage of these great rates. So Ben, I've got a question.
Please.
Let's say someone comes in and they get that rate locked at 3.6%. And in the next couple of weeks, that rate drops to 3.4%. What do you do in that instance?
Well, do they have a contract yet, Sabrina? I've just got a quick question for you. Do they have a contract?
Well, let's say either way. Okay. I mean, is there a difference?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You can't lock a loan without a property. There are programs out there. You'll hear some advertising.
I've heard them.
I want to call them gimmicks a little bit. Because what I need to make sure that everybody, you know, this is a radio show to educate folks.
Exactly.
And what you got to keep in mind is that when it comes to it locking in an interest rate on a home loan, theoretically, you're locking that loan in on a specific property.
Exactly.
It only catches that property.
So if they're under contract, they're stuck with a 3.6% loan. Not going to be able to.
Pause that. So if they say, hey, we will let you float down your lock, Mm-hmm. They're as a business, they're pricing that in up front.
Gotcha.
So that means their rates are going to be a smidge higher or mm-hmm. a lot higher. Mm-hmm. So just keep in mind, the biggest thing that impacts a loan and the interest on a loan is actually not just the interest rate, it's time.
Right.
Time. Time impacts how banks and financial institutions approach a mortgage loan. It's all about time. Mm-hmm. That's why you hear all the time, you hear about 30-day locks, you hear about 60-day locks, right. or 90-day locks. You even hear about six-month locks. Well, I got news for you, and this is the education part that everybody's mm-hmm. going to love to hear. The longer you lock a loan, the more you're giving up on a lower interest rate.
Okay.
So really, it's all about timing of when you execute the transaction. So if you can lock on 15 days, for example, you'll get a better interest rate than locking on a 6 month.
Okay. That makes perfect sense.
By a long shot. And why? Mm-hmm. Because time is money.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I agree with that.
And there's no crystal ball. Mm-hmm. There is no crystal ball. So,
and that's why I wouldn't wait. If I'm a listener out there and I'm thinking, you know, I want to wait a couple more weeks to see if the rates drop. We hear a lot of speculation. It's just like last year we were hearing the rates were going to be 6%.
That's what we heard all year long.
So, I mean, and that's not the case. We're at 3.6%, which is phenomenal.
And that's like 60% off your mortgage payment of what you expected.
We've got a great show coming up. I'm excited. We're going to have a very special guest on the studios today, Chad Janes. With Chattanooga State. We're going to be talking about all the great things going on at Chattanooga State with him, as well as he's going to talk a little real estate with us this morning too.
Awesome.
We're going to talk
exciting.
About all the growth going on in Hamilton County. Also, we're going to talk about 10 family activities to do in the fall. And these are really fun activities, probably some you haven't thought of. And then if we have time, we're going to get into the 10 most beautiful cities to visit right now, this time of year. We'll be back here in just a few minutes.
Maybe you've had a situation like this.
Hi, I'm Luke Raby with Paul Bunyan Tree Service. I've lived in Ringgold my whole life. We bought a house in 2011. We got it financed in a local bank.
And what was your experience with the bank?
I feel like they took advantage of us because we didn't know the mortgage process and my payment was too high.
So Luke, what'd you do next?
So I called Ben Phillips at Home Rate Mortgage. He saved me $1,500 a month on my house payment.
And how did Ben and his staff at Home Rate Mortgage treat you?
My experience at Home Rate Mortgage was awesome. They treated me just like I treat my customers.
So what did your wife say to $1,500 a month? How'd she react?
She said that she couldn't believe that we saved that much money.
Let Luke's story be your story. Call Home Rate Mortgage today, 805-9100. That's 805-9100. And remember, there's no cost and no obligation to find out exactly how much you can save today.
Turn a house into a home.
Listen up, y'all. I'm Ben Phillips with Home Rate Mortgage right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money, and if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now, 805-9100. We just helped a North Georgia teacher. Her mortgage rate was too high. She had $31,000 in debt. She wanted to retire sooner. Many financial goals, folks, but she made the call to Home Rate Mortgage, 805-9100. We lowered her rate 1%. We paid off $31,000 in debt. We got her on the road to retiring faster. She saved her family $450 per month. The best part, she bragged about the Home Rate Mortgage experience. Folks, it's easy and you can do it too. It just takes 10 minutes and this number, 805-9100. There's no cost and no obligation. So why wouldn't you call? HomeRateMortgage.com, 805-9100. HomeRateMortgage.com.
Now back to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour here on Easy 106.9 FM. And Ben, it is that time of the morning. We bring in our special guest, drum roll, Chad Janes. He's the Solutions Development Manager of Chattanooga State. That sounds like such an important title, but I see he brought his sidekick in with him this morning.
Hey, Carly.
Miss Carly Hickson, the program coordinator. Carly won't come on the air with us, but she's here to keep him straight.
That's
right.
She's here to keep us on the straight.
Well, we only have three mics, so,
right.
Exactly.
You know.
Well, tell us, what is a solutions development manager?
Well, if I can, Sabrina, go back just a little bit to talk a little bit about the college and the different divisions.
Absolutely.
Because we have so many great options there. But what most people don't understand is really there's the two-year associate degree side.
Right.
We're also very fortunate. We're the only campus throughout the TBR system that has a Tennessee College of Applied Technology mm-hmm. on the same campus.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like one-year diploma programs.
Yep.
Then Carly and I are actually from the Economic and Workforce Development Division.
Uh-huh.
So we provide customized contract training to business and industry in our region.
Wow, that is awesome.
So there's really three segments of Chattanooga State. You've got the two-year. My wife went to Chattanooga State. She's
great.
A graduate, so thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
I love Chattanooga State.
Then
I went
got,
there, too.
Yeah, and then you've got the Tennessee Applied, the technical side, which is booming right now, isn't it?
I mean, absolutely. If you look at all the numbers from a placement rate and a salary rate, Ben,
that's where it's at.
Demand.
Yeah, and a little bit more efficient on getting your diploma, right?
Sure. And the other thing, Ben, I think many people fail to realize is there are many pathways to go from that one-year TCAT diploma into the two-year college side.
And maybe get a little bit efficient there.
Sure. And then
that's
we
awesome.
Also, our great friends at UTC, you can go from the two-year college side to UTC with those articulation agreements. So it's not just start and stop at one. You have many pathways depending on at what level you would like to continue.
Well, let me say this as a parent, because okay. you just brought up UTC, and even if, you know, a student needs to go to UTC to
yes.
to fulfill their degree, I recommend anybody start out at Chattanooga State as a parent. My son, and I'll just tell you, because I'm a big cheerleader for Chattanooga State, my son did the engineering program
yeah.
there, and it was amazing. He just walked right into UTC and finished. But you guys really partner with them, and it was amazing to me how easy the flow was in the transition.
Yeah, all of that work has been done uh-huh. ahead of time with those articulation agreements, so someone like
yeah.
your son can make that transition very easily.
Yeah, and get... And here's the good news. Parents like me paying college out of pocket can save a lot of money
right.
compared to the tuition at
my
UTC.
Boys better get to work. They better save up their money.
Well,
better...
you know, the ability to go to school tuition-free with Tennessee Promise, Tennessee Reconnect, has really opened a lot of doors to individuals who would not have had those opportunities previously.
Right.
Now,
right.
does Tennessee Reconnect, is that these first two things we're talking about, two-year associate, Tennessee Applied Technical, does that apply to both of those?
It does in some regard.
Okay.
And some of those, and they're both a little different, so I suggest you come out and have someone meet with us, mm-hmm. and we can show you all the options.
Yeah, y'all have guidance counselors and all that.
Absolutely, because every individual is different.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to make
like
sure.
Like a fingerprint.
Yeah, exactly. So we want to look at their specific situation and do the best we can to help them.
Let me ask you a question, Chad. What is the focus right now with just the computer science industry? And I ask that because you mentioned
right.
economic and workforce development.
Yes.
And, you know, we are constantly hearing about all the great jobs that are coming here and that there's a fear that we won't be able, you know, to supply the workforce for those jobs.
Right.
And I'm putting on my county commission hat now.
Okay.
And I heard recently, I actually went through the incubator
mm-hmm.
and met with them, which there's a lot of fascinating things going
absolutely.
On there. I'm sure you guys are partnered with them and the startups, but... Went through there, and they shared that we lost an industry very recently because they needed a lot of individuals to fill the computer science
yes.
Positions. So what is Chattanooga State doing to be proactive to make sure we can get more students enrolled in those types of programs?
Yeah, and Sabrina, that is certainly an issue that we're aware of in the educational mm-hmm. arena. And we have different programs that are available to those individuals in
mm-hmm.
the IT and the computer science world. And we see the continued demand in that going forward.
Right.
So students can come out, they can look at those options, decide which way is the best pathway. Some it may be on the hardware side, some of it may be on the software side, but they have both mm-hmm. options to review and consider.
Right. Well, and you guys, how do you know, how do y'all stay in constant communication with what the needs are?
Well, a couple ways. And Ben, I'm sorry if you had a question.
No, I just, I'm seeing something develop here. The needs versus the free choice of
that's,
students.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like you've got this demand need for it, but not everyone necessarily wants to go after that same type of degree.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's what's kind of confusing.
That field really needs to be promoted.
It does need to be
yeah.
promoted. And it's a challenging field for students that get in it. I mean, it is not easy.
I can imagine all these kids don't want to be in that field because they all love technology.
That's true.
You know, I can't imagine that they wouldn't want to play on
yeah.
the computer all the time.
And Ben talks about, you know, finding the right fit. And it is. It's we have so much demand in so many areas right now. And Sabrina, one of the things that we're really here to talk about is the work-based learning programs and opportunities we have. You may have noticed last year in the fall, we rolled out a college-sponsored non-union apprenticeship program. Mm-hmm. The first one was in industrial maintenance, and we have one in welding. Then
that's awesome.
We have a short list of those as well that include the industrial electrician, the HVAC, the chemical operator, as well as the computer network
program
that you're talking about here, and then the construction equipment mechanic and Class B CDL. So, Ben, the reason I bring those up is there's demand, but there's so much demand. Oftentimes we see students who are completing their education, and they are being asked by other employers to come to work for them, maybe for a little more money. Some of these work-based learning programs, like the apprenticeships, have a much higher retention rate, 91%, according to the U.S. Department of Labor.
Wow.
So not only is there demand, but then we try to make it a little more stable that they're going to be in that job and stay with that employer and be productive and help the community be more impactful.
More attractive.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and you want them to be successful. I mean, I want everyone to get into a field that they're passionate about, that they truly have interest in, because that's, I mean, if somebody's in working in an industry, they have no passion about it. It's just like we are, Ben. We're passionate about what we do every day. And that, you're more successful if you've got that passion.
Yeah, and that's what makes us stand out. When you really love what you do, it's really not work at all.
It's not. And that's the greatest thing. If you can find that fit, that it's just something you love, you enjoy, you wake up every morning excited to go and help others out by what you do.
All right. So if you're just now joining us, folks, this is the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour on Easy 106.9 FM, a Brewer Media station. Mm-hmm. We've got Chad James from Chattanooga State here. He's with the Economic Workforce Development. And that is the third piece. So I want to know what exactly that piece of Chattanooga State, that third spoke in the wheel, like what is it meant to do? What is the mission of the Economic Workforce Development?
Well, Ben, as Sabrina mentioned earlier, you know, we're very fortunate. The state of Tennessee, Hamilton County, the city of Chattanooga, mm-hmm. we have been very fortunate to attract a lot of business and industry over the last decade here.
Well, no doubt about it.
The biggest concern is workforce.
Exactly.
So you could be a company who's looking at coming here, and you're going to do your due diligence, and you're going to come and find out and determine, can we really provide that workforce? So there's one of two things there. If the workforce does not have the skills needed, Ben, we can take those individuals and provide the training so they will have those skills. Now, the other side of it that many people often forget about is things are changing. Technology is growing.
You know,
we think about Industry 4.0 and the requirements of the current employees, the incumbent workers. Uh-huh. So a great deal of training we do is people who are already employed. They're working for that employer, but their skills need to be upgraded. Mm-hmm. So we will go in and design and deliver that training so they have the skills to meet the needs of their employer.
So on-demand, customized training.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, that's really it. So is that more of an on-site thing, or do they come to Chattanooga?
Well, Ben, I will tell you, we can do it at our site. The other part of it is, oftentimes because of production, we have many employers who say, can you come here and do that training? And we oftentimes do that at your facility. So that's really your choice and what's a better fit for you.
Oh, okay, so here's my next question then. What size companies are you finding that most attractive to?
Well, Ben, I will tell you, one of the things we loved about the scalability of the college-sponsored apprenticeship programs is you may be a small employer and you may have one individual that you wish to join the apprenticeship program.
Gotcha.
You may be a larger employer down the street, a multinational, mm-hmm. global company that says, here's 10 people. So there's scalability there. So we literally see very small businesses up to the international organizations that are needing training. And we can deliver it for either group.
Okay, well, so good.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say that kind of takes all the whole conversation kind of takes me back to, first of all, I know that you are boots on the ground in a sense, because you are very active in the community. I see you engaged in a lot of ways, so I know you're doing a great job for Chattanooga State. But I guess taking you back to my question a few minutes ago, how are you on the cutting edge of knowing what the true needs are? The partnerships.
Yes.
How are you guys in the know? You know, as a county commissioner, sometimes I have privileged information. I know
sure.
when a new business is coming into town and everything. So I'm just kind of wondering how you guys are in the know mm-hmm. and you know exactly what the needs are.
Well, we try to stay abreast of that. And the first thing is we ask the end user. Mm-hmm. I mean, I joke about we can build anything, but we're not going to build it if it's not what you want and what you need. There's no reason.
It won't sell.
It won't sell, right? I mean, it just doesn't help out the folks that needs to be helped. So we work with our Workforce Development Board people. Mm-hmm. We work with you as well as the individuals at the state to make sure that we're talking to these individuals. We're asking the questions. What do you need? When do you need it? How do you need it delivered?
Right.
That's the beauty of what we have is that flexibility to have your needs met.
So when you say the individual, are you talking about the student, or are you talking about the business?
Well, really, we're going to the business and asking them, what do you need?
Yeah.
Okay.
But to the student point, you guys are also very engaged with our public school system.
Absolutely.
They are. So, and I know Chad has been himself as an individual. He just finished a leadership class with me at the Hamilton County Department of Education. And I think that's great because you got some insight as to what they're doing, what's going on, which I think you can take back to Chattanooga State. It's all about sharing that information, too. We hear sometimes so much negative about our public schools. And we hear that when students come to college that they're not college ready, and a lot of times they're having to do remedial courses. We're going to have to take a break. But when we come back, I want to talk about what you're seeing in terms of at Chattanooga State when these students come in, they've graduated from a public school system, if they're ready and what their needs are. We'll be right back.
Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips, Home Rate Mortgage, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money. And if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now. 805-9100. We just helped a sonographer and her family refinance one of their rental properties and get $81,000 cash out in order to buy another rental property. We beat his previous rate by almost 1%. Folks, real estate can be one of the proven best investments for your financial future. Call Home Rate Mortgage today, folks, at 805-9100. That number again, 805-9100, to save money today. With rates this low, it's not a matter of if we can save you money. It's just a matter of how much. And A-plus ratings with the Better Business Bureau, your local mortgage company, is Home Rate Mortgage. Call us today, folks.
Turn a house into a home.
Listen up, y'all. I'm Ben Phillips with Home Rate Mortgage right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money, and if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now, 805-9100. We just helped a North Georgia teacher. Her mortgage rate was too high. She had $31,000 in debt. She wanted to retire sooner. Many financial goals, folks, but she made the call to Home Rate Mortgage, 805-9100. We lowered her rate 1%. We paid off $31,000 in debt. We got her on the road to retiring faster. She saved her family $450 per month. The best part, she bragged about the Home Rate Mortgage experience. Folks, it's easy and you can do it too. It just takes 10 minutes and this number, 805-9100. There's no cost and no obligation. So why wouldn't you call? HomeRateMortgage.com, 805-9100. HomeRateMortgage.com.
You're listening to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour here on Easy 106.9. And we have in the studios this morning Chad Janes, who is the Solutions Development Manager at Chattanooga State. We've been talking about all kinds of interesting stuff, workforce development, what all Chattanooga State is doing to meet the job, well, really the workforce demands.
It's amazing.
And Chad, we were talking right before we went on the break about students and are they ready for college when they graduate our public school system. And before you answer what you're seeing at Chattanooga State, we'll go back to I shared with you, Ben, that Chad and I went through, and it was several months of six to nine months, I don't remember, but we went through leadership Hamilton County schools, and he and I went through that, and it was quite a commitment, wasn't it?
It was.
But I'll tell you something, you know, Chad was sharing how it was eye-opening in so many ways, but what I was surprised about is all the negative we hear,
yes,
how much positive there is that there doesn't seem to be any focus on.
Yeah, I agree, Sabrina. During that time period, we had an opportunity to view a number of different schools and look mm-hmm. at how they're addressing the needs of those specific students.
Right.
And it was really eye-opening to see how there's not one size that fits all.
Exactly.
They were taking a very specific approach based on the student population they had at that school.
Absolutely. And these are schools that really you never hear anything good out of. And we got to go and spend half the day
oh, wow.
just touring, sitting with students, seeing all the great things they're doing. It was amazing. It really was. It made me feel a lot better about what's going on. But, you know, we still hear 60% of our third graders can't read on grade level. You know, they can't do math. They can't do science. And if you picture someone the third or fourth grade behind like that, how do they ever catch up? You know, and they pass them on to fourth grade, pass them on to fifth grade, and it's a vicious cycle where right, they never right. catch up. So I'm curious because we hear so often in the media
mm-hmm.
that when students are graduating that there's a large percentage of them that are not college ready. And so what are you guys seeing at Chattanooga State? Because I know y'all offer remedial courses to get them where they need to be.
That's true. And Sabrina, that continues to be a challenge.
Okay.
And we see the numbers. We certainly see that with the individual students. But, you know, one of the approaches that we all have to take is we have to meet students where they are.
Yeah.
So we don't want to discourage them. We want to encourage them that they can still get there. The path may be a little more challenging, but we're there to help them and assist them through that process. And we'll get there together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, believing is achieving.
Mm-hmm.
So if you meet them where they are, you've got a starting point.
Yes.
You can't go anywhere if you don't start. You
yeah.
know,
yeah.
so it's that simple. So that's what I think. That's what's so exciting about Chattanooga State. You know, you guys meet them where they are, and you take them to where they need to go.
Yes.
And now, making sure you know where they need to go, and kind of assist them in that whole marketing aspect of getting them. Because I'm sure that as a guidance counselor, and I'm just kind of throwing this out there, do they sort of try to guide or steer, or is it really up to the student? 100%.
Well, Ben, there's probably all sorts of influences they have, and in many cases, they don't have an influence that has been to college before. They haven't seen anyone. They don't know how this works. And I think that's one of the beauties that, you know, many of our folks who are trying to help these individuals, they've been there. I was mm-hmm. one of those. I'd never had anyone in my family go to college. So when I started to go, I was like, how does this work? It's so confusing and it's so intimidating. But when you come out and you meet with people that you can tell is genuine, they want to help you through the process, then that anxiety is lessened a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if children are, you know, let's say in a specific school that's not doing well, and mm-hmm. all they hear constantly is that they're behind, you know, in third grade all the way up to the senior year in high school, they're behind, they're not good enough. That's all they've heard in their whole entire life is that they're no good, and not everybody responds to that type of negativity as well as some. How do we bridge that? Is that the next big phase of us to, you know, what we need to figure out as a community?
Well, Ben, I'll give you another example of a program we did recently, our Skill Up program that's under our Set Works umbrella. We took a group of folks and working with our community partners who showed the employability skills that our employers were looking mm-hmm. for, but they didn't have the access to the training to get the positions that would pay a higher skill wage. So we asked some of these individuals to quit jobs that they were making, you know, $8, $9, $10 an hour, maybe working a couple of jobs to come into our Skill Up program. So they spent 6 weeks of training, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, going through a very specific curriculum for the advanced manufacturing sector. And we had 6 employers who had lined up at the end, not to interview them, but had agreed to hire them.
Wow.
And actually, several of them wanted to hire them all because of the training they received. But that was one way we met them where they were. Now, that program there could act as a pre-apprenticeship, and they could go on and they could continue their education, or they could stay where they are working in those jobs. So there are different ways to approach this.
Is this program, has that been done? Is it completed?
Yes, that cohort is completed.
Is there positive data on that?
Like, I was going to ask if you track the results.
Are there incomes yeah. averaging $12 an hour now? You know, so
I think the lowest rate per hour we saw on those was $14 and change, up to about $16, $17 an hour to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And they were paid $12.50 an hour for those 6 weeks while they were doing
yeah,
the training.
That's not
Remember,
bad.
Ben, when we talked about building it, we had employers lined up to hire them at the end.
Right.
That's awesome.
Not interview them. So they were all had a job awaiting
just
at the
walked
end of
right
this.
Into
so
it.
That
yes.
so that test case, and we'll call it a test case, you took GDP and you basically 180% increase in it. You know, they were averaging $8 an hour, now they're making 14. That's That's huge.
And guaranteed a job. Guaranteed right. a job. I mean
that's huge.
Now they have a pathway to a career that they didn't have before. They didn't know how to make this work, and that's how we met this group as they were, to get them to where they could be.
Could local businesses team up and put more emphasis on middle school and high school
education
programs through Chattanooga State? Like, we get people to go, just like what you're doing with the workforce development, to businesses, trying to help businesses grow.
Well, that is happening. Chattanooga State's doing that. Volkswagen's doing that. We really have some great partnerships right now, really trying to focus in on exactly what you're talking about. And I think we as a community, we have to keep preaching the value of an education.
Yeah, and Ben, I'll give you a great example. If you look at the Hamilton County Future Ready Institutes, mm-hmm. there are employers
making
significant investments in programs that will help these individuals.
Millions of dollars.
It's real money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, investing in our future, investing in our community.
And those community partners have stepped up. Those employers
sure
have said it's important to them, and they're doing their part as well.
So I think if we've ever been at a turning point, we're there now. And I think we're going to see some very positive results from it all, because there's a lot of effort in place now. So what do you see the future jobs to be?
You know, all the data that we see says advanced manufacturing, IT, and healthcare.
Okay.
So, you know, we're trying to meet where those demands are going to be.
Yeah, sounds like job security in all those fields, right. too.
I think there is. So those are the ones we are focusing on, and we continue to keep a pulse on that to see if there's some change in it, mm-hmm. Because there could always be a new twist that we don't see.
Yeah.
So moms and dads out there, if you're listening, your children are asking you, hey, what should I be? I mean, just like anything else, you know, whether it's being a great business leader, whether mm-hmm. it's being a great mom and dad, a great husband and wife, you have to put passion into it. It's hard work,
mm-hmm.
but the hard work pays off. It's better to be proactive than reactive, right?
Oh yeah.
I mean, we don't have to learn much to realize how important it is to be proactive. And what you're saying, millions of dollars. Businesses, local business, can we give a shout out to some of these?
Oh, yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
I mean, who are these companies?
Volkswagen's doing a lot right now.
Volkswagen has
Gestamp, Blue Cross has made significant investments.
Exactly.
As well.
Exactly.
C-Rock City has also gotten involved mm-hmm. recently.
Yeah. Okay. So
that's exciting. Shout out to you businesses that are putting your best foot forward.
Yeah.
They're paying it forward.
Exactly.
And you're making a difference. And then moms and dads, you just heard. You just heard Chad James from as the Solutions Development Manager at Chattanooga State. He's letting you know the three future degrees that are the three major emphases that the future is going to bring these children up is advanced manufacturing, which you can get some type of degree in, or mm-hmm. you know, and then IT. And then what was the third one again?
Healthcare, of course.
So
healthcare, it's job security. And you know something, awesome. Ben, I want to say this about Chad. I really enjoy getting to know Chad, you know. And every week, like you said in the first segment, we want to educate. And we always want to highlight a business. We usually have a small business owner on here we like to highlight. But we never want to forget Chattanooga State and all the great things you guys are doing for Hamilton County.
They're helping
County.
Small businesses.
But Layla, let me tell you about Chad. But by the way, he lives in our area.
Awesome.
And I've gotten to know him, and he's really involved in his work, but he is also involved in his community, and that's why I have high regard for him. As a matter of fact, you live out on Utuwa-Ringo Road, and you know all the growth that is going on out there right now, right?
Yes.
We've got like 1,000 lots. Well, we've got 1,000 lots that have been approved that are in the works right now in the pipeline to be built on. And you imagine once those homes are built and they're sold and you're averaging 2.5 cars per house, where are we dealing with traffic out there, what mm-hmm. it's going to be at that intersection of East Brainerd and Utuwa-Ringo
Road.
Just make
it a roundabout, Sabrina. Come on, let's go.
And so I tell you, I got to see Chad in his political skills this week mm-hmm. because he came and helped us out. We've got another development being proposed right now, over 200 homes right there on Utuwa-Ringo Road. And Chad came and made some very good points before the Planning Commission this week on just share your thoughts a little bit, Chad. I mean, you were very level-headed about we want growth, we just want responsible growth.
Yeah, Sabrina, I think we all want responsible growth for our community. As I mentioned earlier, we're very fortunate. We have lots of business and industry coming
exactly.
to the area, and we want to support them. One of the challenges we have, though, is the infrastructure needs
absolutely.
aren't quite timing-wise with the housing that's already being developed. So that's a real challenge there. And one of the things I pointed out is, you know, we have elementary schools right in and around that area that if you take those three elementary schools, I believe there's
all of them.
Currently they have capacity for 116 additional students.
That's it. All three of them combined.
I know.
So, you know, I don't know how that math works. You know, you have 1,000 new homes. We have 116 spots just in the elementary schools. And listen, it's very important for our K-12 system to be very successful. If our economy is going to continue to be moving in the direction we would like, that's important.
Yeah, but well, hold on, you hold talked on, 1,000 new homes, isn't that a percentage of new teachers? Isn't that a percentage of more taxable
income? Yeah, but listen,
isn't
what
that,
else?
Hey, let's wind that road right now. Let's just
listen.
Let's seal it. Right?
Think about this, though. Think about this, and I shared this before the Planning Commission. On top of those 1,000 new lots, okay, we've got a new middle school that's about to open up that's going to house 1,200 students. So imagine 1,200 students going through that intersection to go out to Appison, all the faculty, and then I got it confirmed from the Department of Education, they're going to bring back a number of students that were zoned out of East Hamilton back to Etowah. They're going to bring them back. So you're talking thousands upon thousands upon thousands of new people commuting out there. And you talked about infrastructure. We know that the second phase of East Prentice Road is not going to be complete for 8 to 10 years, and Etowah-Ringo Road is more like 14 to 16 years. So I appreciate...
Again, that's the timing I referred to.
Well, exactly, and I appreciate all you do, Chad, and it's been an honor to have you on our show this morning. We appreciate what you're doing at Chattanooga State and what you're doing in your community.
Amen.
Thank you for being part of the show.
Thank you for allowing us to be here.
Okay, we'll be back in just a minute.
And with us is Jimmy Plumley, a sergeant with the Chattanooga Police Department. Jimmy, why were you looking for a mortgage company?
We decided that we wanted to find a house with a level lot, so we decided we want to sell ours and buy another one.
And why'd you choose Home Rate Mortgage?
We had heard the commercials on the radio, a little bit of investigation on the computer. We had actually used Spin before to do a refinance. They were very wonderful to work with.
And before you went to Home Rate, did you seek help from the banks?
We talked to a couple banks, but just didn't really feel welcome. You got the feeling like you were the number. You had to go through the dial one for this and do this.
And how did Ben and his staff at Home Rate Mortgage treat you?
It was easy. You just felt like you could contact Ben and Lindsay and be able to actually get a hold of them and talk to them.
So, Sergeant Plumley, what did you do with all the money you saved?
We bought an older house in the Hickson area. We're going to take the money and put it back into the house and do some upgrades.
I'm Ben Phillips with Home Rate Mortgage, 805-9100 or homeratemortgage.com. Did you know that mortgage rates are at 9-month lows? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips, Home Rate Mortgage, right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money. And if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now, 805-9100. Families all over Tennessee are calling Home Rate Mortgage right now with these amazing 9-month low rates and paying off their high-interest credit card debt into one low fixed-rate mortgage payment. And check this out. We just helped a retired court reporter who lives in Etowah. We paid off her mortgage and $7,000 in credit card debt and saved her family $400 per month while, get this, giving her $10,000 additional cash out for home improvements so that her grandson can live with her. It's easy, and you can do it too. It just takes 10 minutes and this number, 805-9100. And if you're at your desk like me, get a quick quote at homeratemortgage.com.
Now back to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour here on Easy 106.9 FM. And Ben, I feel like I'm hogging the show this morning because I'm bringing us in, taking us out, trying to help you preserve your voice there.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, we were hiking in the woods and we ended up going down a ravine.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, it was almost like, you know, have you ever heard of peat? It's like when thousands and thousands of years of dirt and soil and,
yes.
and all that. Well,
yes.
We were going down this ravine. It got so steep that we had to like kind of mm-hmm. keep our bodies to the ground right next to.
Yeah.
And so you're clawing, keeping yourself from sliding on down. And just all that stuff in the air came up from the floor of the forest.
Yeah.
And it just got in my lungs, and I'm just fighting. It's
well, you got to take
but
care
thank
of yourself.
But thank you for you know, taking care of me.
I'm really trying to take care of you. I got to have you here, buddy. So we were talking last week about, in this week, about how finally we've got some cooler weather here, and we love fall. We agree on that. One of our favorite times of year. And
bring me some cold weather. Come on.
Yeah, and I was talking about my recent trip to Vermont and how beautiful it was. So that kind of spurred me just talking about fall and loving to be outdoors. And this is a real estate show. So let's talk about destinations, right?
Right.
So the 10 most beautiful places to visit in the fall, all these are located in the United States.
Cool.
Didn't want to go out. So these can be affordable.
Yeah,
and most of these places are family friendly and stuff. But if you're curious and you want to take a long weekend, you know, you don't have to go for a week. Go on a Friday, come back Monday. Exactly.
Check it off your bucket list.
Exactly. So here are the 10 most beautiful towns to visit in the fall. And what surprised me, Ben, when I was looking at this, I've not heard of most of these places. So this is kind of interesting. And we'll see if you've heard of any.
Okay.
The number one place, Stowe, Vermont.
Stowe, Vermont.
And see, I was in Manchester. Yeah. This area is full of mountains and fields and trails. And, of course, it comes alive with dazzling, colorful foliage. It's extremely kid-friendly. Would you like? You take the kids there. It offers a village for shopping and strolling, galleries, theaters, great restaurants, anything you want to do with family. But this is the number one place you should go, Stowe, Vermont. And I can second that Vermont's a beautiful state.
Yeah,
they
have all that, especially in Stowe. They've got the architectural where all the bridges are arched. There's
yep.
like 11 arched bridges there, mm-hmm. I saw. And, you know, that kind of stuff is just beautiful.
Oh, Vermont's famous for bridges, well, covered bridges.
They're even more famous for their maple syrup.
Yep, absolutely.
Yummy. Mm-hmm. Wait, what else? What did you try that was the best when you were there?
The cheese. They're famous for their cheese, too.
Oh, well, I thought Wisconsin was the cheese company.
No, Vermont is, too.
So Vermont.
Cheddar cheese.
Okay.
Cheddar cheese. Oh, it was the mac and cheese with the lobster chunk.
Oh,
oh
that's
my gosh.
Right. We talked about
that.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
I'm
goodness.
Still working that
Yum
off.
Bear.
Okay. Woodstock, New York is number two. Okay. Woodstock. This place is only 2.5 hours from New York City.
Who's heard of Woodstock?
Exactly. 2.5 hours from New York City, a wonderful place to witness in the fall. The first week of October is really the best peak period, and you can observe the leaves, go hiking because there's nearby trails. There's the Temper Mountain there, so you can take the family, go for a nice hike.
Okay.
And not be in the hustle and bustle of the New York City,
but
close by,
enough,
too.
Yeah, close enough.
You
so
could
you
go create a Broadway show if you
yeah,
wanted to. Exactly. As a matter of fact, the recommendation is to stay at the Emerson Resort if you go there.
Emerson.
Yep. Beacon, New York is the third place to go. This too is only 60 miles from New York City. It's located on the Hudson River. Have you ever seen the Hudson River?
Of course.
Beautiful. Beautiful. But anyway, Beacon is a small town that has a warm feeling that's sprinkled. This is where you go for your art, culture, Victorian architecture, that kind yep. of stuff. Good food, boutique shopping, and outdoors.
Okay.
Sounds like
awesome.
A great place to go. I'm going to have to put all of these on my bucket list and just start checking them off one at a time.
Yeah.
You know, I do these
dark
random fall trips.
Yeah, I know. It's super exciting to hear you do that. It actually inspired me a little bit. And I think we're going to do the same thing. We're just going to pick random places that are known. We might use this list right here.
Yeah, well, these are the top 10. So I've already decided this will be my bucket list, and I'll start checking them off one at a time. The next place is Newport, Rhode Island. I've not been to Rhode Island. Have you?
No, I have not.
Okay, so this would be a treat in and of itself. But Newport, Rhode Island shines in the fall. Family-friendly, says it's a great getaway for the family. The prime attraction there is the decadent mansions, and it says they're even more beautiful with all the colorful foliage and all that. So I would imagine, I didn't even know Rhode Island was known for mansions.
Wow,
so,
interesting. And yeah. I wonder how close it is to that Salem. Is it Salem, Rhode Island?
I do not know. I do not know. But if you go there, you want to stay at the Lighthouse Inn of
Ooh.
Galilee.
Ooh.
For you want to say. So you just
there's lots of lighthouses up in the Northeast, right?
Yes, there is. So if you're deciding to go to one of these places, just call me up because I've done the research. I'll tell you where to stay, what to go, where
like
to
it.
Eat. I love to do that. Anytime we're going to a new place, I look up to see what are the most popular restaurants and attractions and things to do there. And I always have a little list of things to check off when we
right.
go.
Right, right. So, you don't want to, you want the locals restaurants.
Exactly.
You know, you want to go to that locals place.
Exactly. Did I share with you last week about the place we ate at in Vermont? And it was crazy. So I had done this research, and this little, it's in a 100-year-old house. It's over 100 years old, and it's a house that's been converted, and it's called Ye Old Tavern.
Oh, cool.
Okay, so we get there Friday. We call early to make our reservation. Booked until Sunday. We couldn't even get in until an early dinner Sunday. That's how much demand there is for this place. So you're right. You want to go do local.
You didn't tell them you're like a, you know, commissioner.
They don't care. They don't care about that.
Hold on. I've got a quick story for you.
Okay.
My stepdad, they were going to eat all of a sudden with this group, and they were out of town somewhere in Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
And they went up there, and the hostess said, yeah, and there's like an hour and a half wait. And she said, no problem. The senator won't mind. And he said,
oh, really?
Yeah, and he called, and his name's Tom Tidwell up on Signal Mountain. He said, yeah, that's Senator Tidwell there, and we will go ahead and we will be glad to wait. No problem. We've heard many great things about this restaurant. And we've never been here. And, you know, Senator from Tennessee, so we just want to make sure you know that. Next thing you know, 5 minutes later, they're announcing on the restaurant, we welcome the great senator from Tennessee, Mr. Tidwell. And
That's awesome.
That's too funny. And they got sat down right away.
So maybe that is a strategy I should try, right?
I mean, you know, hey, why not?
Try just to see if it works, right? Okay, Ben, the next place you've got to go, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Never heard
of that. Have you heard of that?
I have heard of it. My family, my mom, her father and mother, they're both, you know, they met each other in Pennsylvania. They lived in really, really small towns, like Pottstown and all that. But Bethlehem, definitely heard of it because, you know, obviously the biblical reference there.
Yeah.
But Pennsylvania is wonderful. When I was like 4 years old, we picked strawberries up in the mountains. And you literally, it was just all red dots. And you just go and you pick one, you just grab it and eat it. It was
awesome.
The best. It was the most amazing. Oh, they've got strawberries up in Pennsylvania. That's
okay, well, I had not heard of it, but apparently this city is famous for having a lot of museums and restaurants, antique shops, and stuff like that. If you go there, you want to stay at the Hyatt in Bethlehem.
Okay.
Our next place.
Wow.
Places you must go. Please look at that picture. This is Vail, Colorado.
Yeah,
now,
I'm in.
If you go to Colorado, this is what you got to imagine, okay? Imagine looking down at the fall foliage from a hot air balloon with a view of majestic Rocky Mountains, colorful leaves, rivers, and waterfalls. That's all you see there. Breathtaking.
It really is.
Breathtaking. I'm surprised that one wasn't ranked a little higher. But anyway, so that is Vail, Colorado. Never heard of it either.
What?
I've never heard of Vail.
What?
I have not. Have you?
Yes.
Okay, have not.
Absolutely.
I got to get out more. Seeing that, I told you, these are going to be on my bucket list.
There's a lot of good reasons to go to Colorado right now.
Yep. I'm not going there.
I'm not going there
okay.
either.
Hood River, Oregon. Have you heard of Hood River, Oregon?
No, but I know Oregon is a gorgeous state.
It is gorgeous, and so is Washington, just above it. Yeah. So, Oregon, Hood River, Oregon specifically, is famous for orchards.
Oh, wow.
Orchards, yeah. And so, if you go there, you want to go to Comfort Suites Hood River, okay?
Okay.
But anyway, you can see a lot just on the river and stuff, too. So, beautiful, beautiful place. Next, Avalon, California. And I would never have thought California would have made it on the fall list, because I think a sunshine state, you know, I mean, I really do think of sunny California. But here in Avalon, this is a gorgeous enclave on the Catalina Island.
What? Hold on a second.
Do you know where it is?
Well, of course I do, because number one, I named my daughter 2 years ago Catalina.
Catalina. Is that why?
No, it's not the reason.
Okay.
Catalina is a Spanish flower, and it's also the name of an island here in the United States.
This is it.
This is Catalina.
You got to take her there.
We have looked. I actually have seen this picture before that you're showing here.
Uh-huh.
It is a gorgeous. It reminds you of Santa Monica, California.
It's what it looks like.
It looks just like it. But what's cool about it is it's an island.
It's a picturesque seaport. That's what it is. It's absolutely beautiful, and it's only 22 miles from L.A.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like it's way out in the ocean. It's just right there off of L.A., so it's going to be easy flights to get there. But we have already decided that we're going to Catalina Island.
You've got to go to Catalina Island. Put this on your bucket list. You can take this with you today and
we're in.
Show Tiffany. So, and I'm glad that one of the southern states made it on the list. Simon's Island, Georgia, which is known for beautiful beaches, delicious seafood. But believe it or not, it should be considered in your list of places to go in the fall. They have a lot to do for kids, especially over at Jekyll Island. Climbing a local lighthouse, how cool would that be?
That would be awesome.
I've never done that.
I've heard all about this place, and everyone talks about it here locally. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of people locally that go there from Chattanooga, and that's definitely something we need to do right away.
Have you ever climbed a lighthouse?
No, I have not.
Me either. No. I bet I could do it, though, because I used to be quite the tree climber.
Well, and you do that Pure Bar. We got to get our Pure Bar.
Oh, yeah. Got to get the Pure Bar in. Absolutely.
So anyway,
next would be, I think I might have got them all.
No.
I got one right here. Port Townsend, Washington.
Okay.
Have you heard of that one?
Oh, I want to go to Washington regardless because of all the... Just the beautiful forest they have there.
Well, here you want to go to the Olympic National Park.
That's
the place to go in the fall. So it's pretty awesome. But anyway, well, we didn't make it to the 10 family activities for fall. We'll cover that next week because we've got, we're going to make fall. Now that the cool weather's finally here, we're going to make it last. So we'll talk about that next week. But thank you all for tuning in to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour, sharing your Saturday morning with us. We'll be back next week.
You've been listening to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour with your hosts, Sabrina Smedley and Ben Phillips. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. only on Easy 106.9.